64 degrees at 8:57. Time for a quick check on the commodity markets this morning. We bring in Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Looks like markets are regaining their composure after yesterday's negatively construed USDA supply-demand report. The USDA announced the sale of 167,370 metric tons of 2017-18 soybeans sold to Mexico this morning on their overnight reporting system. Weekly export sales numbers are due out tomorrow. Price action for this morning, September corn currently up 2 at 342 a bushel, December corn 355 up 3.5, and next July corn 382 up 3.5 as well. Switching to the soybeans, September beans 953 a bushel, up 8.75. New crop November 858.5, up 8 cents. Looking at the meal market, currently up $4.20 a ton at 304.20 basis of the D's. And D's oil 35.17 down 2. Switching to the wheat market, September Chicago wheat 418.75, down 3/4. December wheat up 6 at 448. Kansas City wheat, December 446.5, up 4.75. And Minneapolis wheat, 644.5, up 2.75 basis the D's. Dollar looks mildly defensive here this morning, and crude is not quite a half a dollar lower. Up about a half a dollar. Funds and technical influences seem to be in the driver's seat as much as we want to interpret fundamentals. Funds are short corn, beans, and wheat, and surprisingly increased their short position in corn and wheat in the last commitment of traders report. Going forward, outside day up yesterday in the wheat, corn did not make new contract lows on larger production and carryout figures, and beans appear to be respecting support offered by short intermediate-term moving averages. The question now is whether we can muscle through some longer-term resistance above the market. Tighter global wheat numbers reinforce ideas that the grain markets are at reasonable value. Now we need to find a reason to work higher. Short covering by the fund should be the first step in this process. FYI, September futures expire tomorrow, I believe at noon. Next week's warmer weather will likely push crops to finish in an accelerated pace, especially beans that have not gotten the desired rains to finish developing pods. Thanks, Brian. We hope everybody has a great day.
All right, Bill. Thank you very much. That's Bill Gentry joining us from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. In your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard today, mostly cloudy, a few light rain showers at a high of 68 degrees, an east wind around 5 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy skies tonight, dropping down to a low of 58 degrees with calm conditions. Mostly sunny, warmer for the day tomorrow with a high of 80, and will continue to warm up on Friday with mostly sunny skies and a high of 86. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.